This is your wake-up call. There are many men and women who are secretly, quietly, knowingly, or openly waiting for their future soulmate to walk in the door. They are waiting for someone who sees their competencies as assets, not liabilities. They are waiting for someone who is not threatened by their intellect, whether it is affirmed or unaffirmed by college degrees. There are men and women who are waiting for that someone who is not threatened by their efficiency or overwhelmed by their moral character. They are yearning for that special someone who is not embarrassed by their faith in Jesus Christ or afraid of their devotion to God, church, and community. One Monday night at our Circle of Love Women's Fellowship, I asked Rhonda what kind of man she was waiting for. She said she was looking for someone with whom she could lay a foundation of trust, respect, and emotional intimacy. On this type of foundation, with the right person, she believed she could build a forever love relationship. Rhonda said she was not looking for someone who was married to anybody else, seeing anybody else, or looking to see somebody on the side. She didn't want to be married to somebody who pretended to be single or pretended to be separated from his wife while he was waiting for her to sign the divorce papers. She also didn't want someone who was in town on business and looking for a good time, or someone who wanted to stay married just because of the kids. "I learned a long time ago," said Rhonda, "that you get what you're looking for. You are the one in charge of the quality of your life." What a statement. You are the one in charge of the quality of your life. What I like about Rhonda's response is that she didn't clutter up her desires with a lot of superficial things like, "I'm looking for the guy who's driving the right car, living in the right neighborhood, owning the right house, and has the right amount of finances. I'm not looking for that the guy that has that kinky hair, straight curl, straight hair or curly hair, or with the right amount of melanin in his skin." What a person drives or wears or is able to own shouldn't be the most important, but not the most important things. Rhonda did not mention that her ideal spouse had to be this height, this weight, soft, slender, Tim, broad or rough. These physical perceptions can be so easily influenced by the media, which impacts our perception of reality. There are several theories about how we ultimately select the right man or the right woman. According to Dr. Harvell Hendricks in Getting the Love You Want, these theories are still inadequate. He says we tend to be attracted to people who have a particular set of positive and negative personality packages. Without even realizing it, we tend to be drawn to the same type of person with the same type of character traits. Whoever thought looking for the right person could be so hard? What kind of person are you looking for? I found out it's best to let God be your dating agent. Let God be your matchmaker. All around, you'll come out on a good end of the deal. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Now, don't forget to answer my question. What kind of man or woman are you looking for?